Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today, discussing the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, it's a victory Monday for the Dallas Cowboys, but Sam wanted to pose the question, is it time for Tony Pollard to take over at running back for Zeke Elliott? A huge game for Tony Pollard yesterday. And there have been, some rumblings that he's looked like the best running back on the roster for a while here. Sam, you've been pushing that narrative for a while, and it looked to be true yesterday.
Why you gotta blame me for all this? This is a team enterprise here. This is, a Sam and Steve podcast production. And
I agree to it. You're right.
Oh, Sam wants to do this. I asked the question yesterday. How long does Tony Pollard have to consistently outperform Zeke in the small number of touches he's given in a game before it starts to really eat into Zeke's workload? Because that's been the amazing thing, is that over the past couple of seasons, since Pollard has come into the league, he's been one of the best graded running backs in the NFL, PFF grade above 90. B, has the highest yards after contact per attempt figure in the NFL, right up there with Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb. C, has one of the best broken tackle rates in all of football. He is, tied for second behind only Nick Chubb. And in all of this time, it hasn't made one bit of difference because they just give Zeke all the touches because Zeke's the dude with the $90 million contract. Yesterday, though, we saw him finally start to eat into that workload. At some point, it becomes too glaring to ignore. Like, Zeke is still a talented running back. He still gets some kind of production. But, dude, look at the guy outperforming him. Just, you can't ignore that for that long.
Yeah, Pollard, yesterday, you mentioned, what he does above and beyond the run blocking. And I think that's what we do well here at PFF, is isolate the running back, isolate their role outside of the scheme, outside of what the run blocking is giving them. Pollard averaging about 5 yards after contact per rush yesterday, 6 first downs, speed, burst, big plays. He's creating them. He's creating them in the passing game as well, Sam. There is a good debate about, look, Zeke's a better pass blocker. He's a little bit better in that particular area of the game. But Pollard, probably a better receiver. He was a receiver running back hybrid in college, and consistently over 4 yards after contact per rush. I mean, that has never been Zeke's game. Zeke is a good one-cut runner. He's a good, look, you give me the hole, I'll find it. I'll pick up that 4, 5, or 6. There's value in that. But I think Zeke is a little bit more dependent on his run blocking than Tony Pollard.
Yeah, and counterpoint to the pass blocking thing, who cares? Like, we've passed this point where this is like a major reason to be having a running back as your 3-down guy every now. Like, particularly the current Dallas Cowboys offense. They are going more spread than ever. They're going pass happy, scat backs, everybody out in pass patterns, let Dak run the show, including the protection, right? 5 blockers up front. Maybe we'll keep a tight end in, but Dak is the dude monitoring and marshaling the protections. You don't need Zeke. You're not relying on that. If the option is Zeke because he's a good pass blocker being in there like all the time, or Tony Pollard, who's doing a hell of a lot more damage with the ball, but you don't have to have the running back in as much, then run with that. Like, it's just not a great reason anymore for leaning so heavily on a running back when the difference between the two of them is so glaring.
I think that might be the cleanest point, though, Sam, is that Pollard fits the Cowboys style. When it was Dak and Zeke as rookies together, and it was definitely, it was a run first attack. It was an attack that was run, play action. If Dak threw the ball 25 times in a game, I think the Cowboys were happy, but it is a different world now. And in today's NFL, we say it all the time over here, flood the field with as many difficult to cover receivers, difficult to cover tight ends. And the running back is a part of that, too. And when you look at what Dallas has at the receiver position, having that pass catching running back is just an added weapon that defenses have to account for.
Week 1 against Tampa Bay, they had 83 snaps because of that crazy game, right? Zeke Elliott was pass blocking 8 times. So 8 times in an 83-snap game. Pollard was in there for a fraction of the amount of time, was pass blocking for 3 times. So the difference between the two is 5 plays a game. That does not justify keeping Zeke Elliott in there for like the entire time versus how often you're putting Tony Pollard in there. It just doesn't. So, figure out a way of better balancing the workload. And if it remains as obvious as it is, then you have to go with Tony Pollard. Look, so I gave you the numbers before for Pollard relative to like all other running backs. Relative to Zeke, though, he's averaging a full yard per carry after contact more than Zeke since he came into the NFL. He's averaging significantly more in terms of broken tackle rate, and Zeke Elliott has 8 fumbles to the 1 that Pollard has.
All right, I think Pollard's the good decision. Just like DraftKings is a good decision for you, Week 2 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 3 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 3 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code PFF to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code PFF this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. 1 per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. All right, so here's the other argument, though, against Pollard. He's been a change of pace guy. Does that matter? You know, do we think that if he's the guy, you know, you get more 8-man boxes, which Zeke has gotten. Zeke does get more attention. And whether it's right or wrong, defenses are afraid. They're like, hey, we got to go stop Zeke. We got to stop Zeke. He's the first round running back. That does matter. We've done, you know, again, Tej, our guy over at PFF, has done research on this. First round running backs see more 8-man boxes. Defenses account for them more. Tony Pollard, some of his carries are on end of rounds and jet sweeps. And, you know, he's just a change of pace guy right now. Can he be that 20 carry guy for the Cowboys?
Right. Well, you know, the way you tell that is you give him more of a role and see if it changes. I mean, you don't just sit there and go, well, I mean, Zeke's the first round guy. He gets the disadvantages. Tony Pollard couldn't possibly deal with those things, so we're just not going to try. You have one guy who is dramatically outperforming another, so let's start giving him a more of that kind of role and see what happens. Maybe it is a product of the environment. And when you put Tony Pollard in the role that Zeke is dealing with, suddenly everything equalizes and you're not talking about a dramatically better running back. But you're never going to know that if you just sit here with the current situation. It's like when you have, you know, a phenomenal situational pass rusher and it's like, well, we can't make him an every down guy. He wouldn't possibly hold up. But how do you know? Like, if you don't give him that opportunity, you're never going to figure that out. This was Cameron Wake at the start of his career, absolutely wrecking teams on like 150 snaps. And the Dolphins didn't want to give him the main opportunity because they had Joey Porter sitting there earning money and racking up some sacks. But eventually they gave Cameron Wake a greater opportunity and Cameron Wake turned out to be one of the best edge rushers of his generation. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with Tony Pollard, but I'm saying the only way of finding that out is to put him on the damn field more.
Yeah, and look, the guy on the other side tonight or today was the Los Angeles for the Los Angeles Chargers is a guy named Austin Eckler, who was in a similar boat. He was a change of pace guy, but just the most efficient running back by our grades, catching the ball in the backfield, making it happen on the ground. And he started to earn more touches over these last couple of years. Pollard could be in line. Now, the difference here is Eckler didn't have that high priced running back ahead of him. He just, you know, he signed a pretty solid contract, but not a Zeke type of contract, even though, you know, Eckler's been more efficient than Zeke as well. And, you know, that might be a good proxy for, you know, the Chargers have gotten good production out of Eckler when giving him the ball more.
But the Chargers did have Melvin Ingram in situ beforehand, had kind
Gordon,
of,
right.
or sorry, Gordon. Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
Watched him go, you know, down the toilet in terms of production and ended up moving on from the, you know, the more traditional impact 3-down running back and ended up leaning on Austin Eckler, who'd just been better across the board. So, like, this is a similar situation. The only downside to removing Zeke Elliott's work and shifting the balance towards Pollard is the fact that you have already got this monster sunk cost of Zeke Elliott's contract. And frankly, that isn't a good reason not to do it.
So to sum things up, Tony Pollard adds a spark to the Cowboys offense, 109 yards on 13 carries and a score.
So pour gas on it.
3 catches for 31 yards. Zeke, he was solid with 16 carries for 71 yards. Maybe it's the two-headed monster, but it might be time for even more touches from Tony Pollard. What do you think? Let us know who should be the bell cow in Dallas. It's a PFF NFL Daily.